Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. I'm Milo and he's John. Hi, John.
Hi, Milo. How are you?
How's it going? Good. How's it going?
Going great, man. It's going really good. We had a beautiful day today. We live in Central Ohio and it was 70 degrees today. Did you go outside any?
Yep.
I didn't even wear a jacket walking the dogs today. That's how amazing it was out.
I know.
And I think it's supposed to get colder tomorrow, though, but we can enjoy today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have totally wrapped up football in the last couple of weeks, and we've jumped into the NBA All-Star game last week. We talked about it, and it was on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There were the slam dunk contests, the 3-point contests. There was a Rising Stars game. There was different things going on, award ceremonies, different things like that. I'm not sure what all you watched, Milo, but I did watch. You didn't. I watched the slam dunk contest. And I did watch part of the All-Star game. And do you know what the score was to the All-Star game?
Like 185 to like 179.
You're close. 184 to 175. You were real close. I don't think, Milo, that they played 1 second of defense, but it was just fun. You could tell it was kind of boring, but they were, you know, it kind of was like an exhibition game, which is exactly what it is, and it is what it is. But what we want to talk about before we talk about that game. First of all, I didn't watch a 3-point, but I did watch the slam dunk contest, and we both picked Trey Murphy. If I got my notes correct, you and I both picked Trey Murphy to win that.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? Okay, he didn't. Mac McClung did. He's a guard for the 76ers. He did some phenomenal dunks. He did four dunks, and he had three perfect scores out of them, and one was almost. So he's not a big guy. He's a little guy, plays guard position. Trying to think where he played college ball. I think he played a couple places. Not a big name, but he is now, and it was totally amazing. So I don't know if you've gotten a chance maybe to go on YouTube or whatever and watch some of his dunks. Have you done that yet?
No.
You probably That would be fun to watch because it was they say that he brought the excitement back to the slam dunk contest. And a lot of times you watch it and it's pretty much a lot of the same dunks, you know. It's like a lot of tomahawk dunks. And they're amazing and incredible, and hardly anyone could ever do them. But he just did he jumped over a guy, grabbed the ball, hit it on the backboard, and then dunked it behind his head.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he jumped over a guy, got the bounced the ball at the backboard, grabbed it, hit the backboard with it, and then dunked it behind his head. So that was right there. I think everybody knew that he pretty much had the slam dunk contest won. But then he did a two other ones that were just as good, and then the one that he got like a four, really close, 4.8, 4.9, something like that. It was good, but it wasn't as good as the other ones, but he did win it. So the slam dunk contest went to Mac McClung, McClung. And we're going to talk a little bit about the coming up for the second half of the NBA season. The teams had the week off, so they did most of them are starting tonight or tomorrow. And the Cavaliers are playing the Denver Nuggets tonight. And that will be a really good game because Denver's one of the best teams in the league. And Cleveland, Milo, has to remember from the past. Last year they had a really great first part of the year. And actually the second part of the year went pretty well. But when they got to the end of the year, they kind of ran out of steam and ran out of energy. And they had to play in to do the play-in games. And they lost both those games. So I think this year's a lot better team with Donovan Mitchell, and they just seem stronger. Do you think they'll do good in the playoffs?
Yeah, but Kevin Love, I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, he left. I think he's gone. I know he signed a – they bought him out of his contract and retiring his jersey. I don't know if he's going to play any more for him or not, but I think he's out.
Like retire?
No, I think he'll go and play somewhere else. But retired from the Cavs, but he'll be a free agent, I think. And what they do, they sign contracts, Milo, and then they, if they, for either one, the player or the team, they want to end the contract, they can buy out the contract. So they can say, okay, I'll give you $20 million. We're done. You don't have to play here anymore. Everybody's happy. So that kind of thing. And I know they, I believe it was like a $30 million buyout, but I'm not completely sure.
I'm about to get rich.
Yeah, he's already rich, I would imagine. Here's something you may not know. You know Kevin Love's uncle is Mike Love of the Beach Boys, lead singer for the Beach Boys?
Really?
Yeah. Kevin Love's uncle is Mike Love, lead singer for the Beach Boys. And that's cool. So, yeah, they're a pretty successful family there. So the next thing in the All-Star game was the three-point. I have it down here. You have Herro. Does that sound right? H-E-R-R-O?
Tyler Herro.
Herro. And I had Buddy Hield. Neither one of those guys won. The winner was Damian Lillard.
Damian?
Yeah. You know what I remember him on?
What?
Those commercials where he was the baby. Do you remember those?
What?
Yeah, he was a baby in a baby crib. And he was had a little baby hat on and everything. Damian Lillard. It was
John Cena.
What's that?
That was John Cena.
John Stamos.
No, he was John Cena.
Wasn't it LeBron in that? They had all kinds of NBA stars at it, and Damian Lillard was the baby. I remember that. That's all I remember about it, but are you with me on that? We have to look that up, see if I'm not crazy. I'll send it to you. So Damian Lillard won the three-point contest. I don't have any of the information down, but I didn't watch it, so I really can't say too much about it. But the All-Star game itself, Team LeBron 175, Team Giannis 184, and I have down here Jason Tatum had 55 points. Are you there?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but you should have, if you watched it, it was just like them going down, dunking. It was not much to it. But as far as the NBA goes, they start tonight. The Nuggets and the Cavaliers are starting tip off right now, and the standings as right now, this very second. Tipping the ball off. I'm not sure where they're playing. I could look that up. So if we just go through where they stand right now, the Boston Celtics are at 42-17, and the 76ers are at 38-19, and that's in the Eastern Atlantic. You go over to the Central, you got the Milwaukee Bucks at 41-17, the Cleveland Cavaliers at 38-23, which is really good for them. In the Southeast, you have the Miami Heat at 32-27. And the Atlanta Hawks at 29-30. You go over to the Western Division, the Denver Nuggets, who plays the Cavs tonight, 41-18. They're the best, I believe it's the best record in the NBA at this point. The Timberwolves at 31-30. You go over to the Pacific Division, the Kings at 32-25, and the Clippers at 33-28. And down to the Southwest, the Grizzlies at 35-22 and the Mavericks at 31-29. So those are the top teams. And it's pretty cool, my friend, that the Cleveland Cavaliers are in that division, or they're in that place where they're in the top two teams in their division. So pretty awesome. And we'll keep an eye on that as we go through the NBA season. Now the games tonight, Nuggets and Cavs, Celtics and Pacers, Pistons and the Magic, Pelicans and Raptors, Grizzlies and 76ers, that'll be good. Spurs and the Mavericks, Thunder and the Jazz, Warriors and the Lakers, and Trailblazers and the Kings. As they all get together, shake the cobwebs off, get ready for this big last surge of the NBA season. So, you got anything to say about the NBA, buddy?
Eat more chicken!
Eat more chicken?
Yep.
Chick-fil-A. Okay, let's see. So we will play a let's see, I'm going to pull up a song here we can play. And we will talk. Why don't we just go ahead and have you talk about the Dublin Youth while I'm looking for a song. Talk about your game. Grandma and Grandpa, both your grandmas and grandpas were there. That was an exciting ball game. It was a great ball game, and you did a really good job. Tell the listening audience a little bit about the your youth game. It was the last one of the season, last Saturday.
So it was the DYA Championship Celtics and Pistons. All right, so the Pistons won 18-19. And all of you that are Detroit fans for basketball, it is not good. I swear. And it has two groups that we lost. We lost 18-19. It was a tough battle.
Yeah, it was a good game, and you did a really good job in rebounding. It was one of those things that a lot of people they pay more attention to scoring, but without rebounding, man, you got some key rebounds at the end of the game and gave our team a chance, your team a chance to win. and it came right down to the wire. And it was a great game. Both teams played really hard, and both teams deserved to win. And you guys had great sportsmanship, and you got an award at the end of the game, got a medal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so you're listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. We just wrapped up the first part of the NBA season, so we talked about the NBA All-Star Game. We talked about Mac McClung, who won the slam dunk contest. Damian Lillard won the three-point contest. And the team Giannis won the All-Star Game over Team LeBron, 184-175. So we're going to take a little music break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about NCAA basketball. And the Buckeyes are playing the Penn State Nittany Lions as we speak right now. So let's keep our fingers crossed that they can break their incredible losing streak and get back on the winning side. So we'll be right back after this. Welcome you to our show. Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, we talk sports. We talk NBA, NCAA, and we're going to be talking baseball here pretty soon. But as we speak right now, the biggest thing coming up will be the NBA and the playoffs that come at the end of this second part of the season. And the championship game, I believe, is in June. It goes pretty much midway through summer, which is pretty cool. And also March Madness is coming up. So I think there's like three or four more games left in the NCAA men's basketball regular season. Then you go into your conference championship games. the Big Ten, the Big 12, the ACC, the Big East, and all these different leagues will have their championship games. And then after that, you have what every basketball fan waits for all year long is the NCAA March Madness. You fill out your brackets, put it on the refrigerator, and you follow the brackets as the games start, and they go from till you crown a champion on a Monday night. So, Milo, we got to kind of hope for a miracle here because we know the Buckeyes will not be in the NCAA tournament, but the only thing they could possibly do it if they get in the Big Ten tournament and they win that, they could get, do it. But I can't say it's impossible, but it's going to be hard. So,
let me tell you something.
Okay, you tell me something, brother.
You Ohio State fans, there it is halftime versus Penn State and Ohio State, and you guys are going to be shocked.
Okay.
What do you think the score is right now at halftime, Pablo?
I'm guessing Penn State 38, Ohio State 30.
Close, but no. The actual score is 37-37.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a good second half then.
And then here's the Cavaliers score. See.
Okay.
Hang on. No, it is not. 16-12 Nuggets.
Oh, see, that's going to be a tough one for the Cavs. But that's going to be something they're going to have to learn to play teams like that and beat them. And, that you know, Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, those guys, those big guys, are going to have to really get tough inside the paint. So thank you for those score updates, Milo. We appreciate that.
Yep.
If we, as we go to the NCAA men's basketball rankings, we'll just go through the top 10. The Houston has the number one spot. Alabama, number two, Kansas, number three, UCLA, number four, Purdue was number one. They've dropped down to number five. Virginia, Arizona, Texas, Baylor, Marquette, and Marquette rounds off the top 10. So Gonzaga, buddy, is usually at the top of the, for the last 3 or 4 years, they're at 23-5. They're all the way down to 12, but I would not count them out. They're always really good. And if you're looking at for Ohio teams, it's going to be hard to find one. But if you go down to number 16, the Xavier Musketeers, I think they're called, are 20-8. And so they're in the top 20 in the country right now. So that's really cool. And I believe that's about all the Ohio teams that we have in the top 25 is Xavier. I know Dayton and was doing pretty good. I think they've dropped out of it, though. But that's just something to think about, Milo, as we get into the March Madness. We're probably going to have a family bracket where all the members of our family, which is pretty big, and we can pick our winners. Of course, you know, we don't believe in gambling because it's, but we'll just do it for fun, for bragging rights. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before?
At school.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to do it at work a lot. So, yeah, 37-37, Penn State and Ohio State. We talked about Ohio teams, Wright State. That's where Uncle Todd went to school. And they are leading Oakland College 20-15 at this time. And that's about all of the important, interesting games going on right now. Nothing really exciting. But we will... when this show's over, I'll go downstairs with Grandma and we'll watch the Buckeyes beat the Nittany Lions, buddy, for their first win in a while.
Don't jinx it.
Don't jinx it. Yeah, you sound like me now. Well, we're just about done. We've just about ran out of time. The only thing left we have to talk about is Major League Baseball. And the spring season starts this Saturday. And that game is, if I can pull it up here, will be this Saturday. The Reds will play the Guardians, and that will be at 3 o'clock this Saturday. So that's kind of cool. I mean, I don't know. It's just preseason, so it didn't really mean that much, but the Reds had such a bad year last year. They lost 100 games, but the Guardians had a great year last year. They went to the playoffs and did really well. I think they ended up playing the Yankees, but I was really proud of what the Guardians did. They weren't supposed to do that well, and they did really good. So that's what, during the baseball season, Milo, that's who we will follow, the Reds and the Guardians. I know Grandma and I are Reds fans, but a lot of people like the Guardians. Red Sox. Oh, we'll have to throw the Red Sox in, buddy. Boston Red Sox. Okay, so it's joke time. I'm going to have a little intro song for that. It's joke time with John and Milo.
Have a joke.
So you have one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead.
What are the rules for zebra baseball?
What are the what?
Rules for zebra baseball. What?
I don't know.
Three strikes and you're out.
Ooh.
Hang on, I think
okay.
Another joke.
I made a pun about the wind, but I'm not going to say it because it blows.
That's a joke.
Was that a good one? How much money? This is a good one. How much money does a pirate pay for corn? How much money does a pirate pay for corn? Say he goes to the grocery store to buy corn. How much does he pay?
I don't know.
A buccaneer.
Funny how you say that, because there's a little advertisement and it's Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. Tom Brady probably has other people buying his corn for him, but the last one that I have, and I'm sure I hear applause. This is my last joke. Which country has the fastest growing population? So that means that more people. Which country has the fastest growing population?
I don't know.
Ireland. Ireland. You know why? Because it's Dublin. The fastest growing population. It's Dublin.
Oh.
You live in Dublin, so
that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is one of my jokes.
Okay. Go ahead.
What happens if Bolt misses his butt?
What happens if what misses his butt?
No. What happens if Usain Bolt misses his butt?
I don't know what.
He waits for it at the next stop.
Oh, I get it. Bus stop. Okay.
No, you don't get it.
I don't get it. A clown held the door open for me today, Milo. I don't know if you knew this or not, but a clown held the door open for me today.
No one did it.
Yeah, I did. And it was a nice jester. Well, I think we've just about milked that cow dry. So let's. Anything you'd like to say, Milo, to the all the audience out there listening to our sports talk and our wonderful jokes? How about?
He's not going to go.
How about what did the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch you later.
Catch you later.